American Family News, I'm Rusty Pugh. As Russia pounds Ukraine from the air once again, the Ukrainians may be launching a new cross-border attack of their own.
For the second night in a row, drones and missiles rain down on Ukraine. Explosions reported in various regions, including the capital Kyiv. This a day after Russia hit Ukraine with one of the biggest air attacks of the war, killing at least 7 people, with blackouts in many cities. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says these strikes prove why his country needs much more help from Western allies. Meanwhile, reports suggest Ukrainian forces are trying to punch through the Russian border in the Belgorod region, that's near Kursk, where Ukrainian troops have seized hundreds of square miles of Russian land. Jonathan Savage, Fox News.
A federal judge in Texas has issued a temporary pause on the Biden administration's new protections that would allow immigrant spouses of U.S. citizens a path to citizenship. The order Monday by U.S. District Judge Campbell Barker comes after 16 states, led by Republican attorneys general, challenged the program in a lawsuit filed last week. The policy offers spouses of U.S. citizens without legal status who meet certain criteria a path to citizenship by applying for a green card and staying in the U.S. while undergoing the process. A big admission for Mark Zuckerberg, Sue Guzman explains.
The CEO of Meta, Mark Zuckerberg, clearing the air, admitting the government, the Biden-Harris administration, pressured Facebook to censor what they considered to be COVID misinformation during the pandemic. He also admitted the company demoted stories about Hunter Biden's laptop. In a letter to the Judiciary Committee chairman, Ohio Republican Congressman Jim Jordan, Zuckerberg says it was wrong of the Biden-Harris administration to demand that of his social media company and that he's sorry for going along with it. He's vowing his team will fight back against any attempts at censorship in the future.
Monday marked the third anniversary of the deadly bombing at Abbey Gate during the Afghanistan withdrawal that killed 13 U.S. service members. Former President Trump participated in a wreath-laying ceremony at the Arlington National Cemetery. Florida Republican Congressman Mike Waltz says the former president will work for the Gold Star families.
When he's back in office, he'll release all the tapes, all the videos, all the emails, all of it, so that they have the closure and the answers that they need.
Former President Donald Trump says his movement continues to grow as he seeks a second term in the White House.
Many know how solid the former president's support is among Republicans. During a speech to the National Guard Association in Detroit Monday, he said he's winning support from the opposing side as well.
Millions of traditional Democrats, including FDR Democrats, JFK Democrats, independents, and old-fashioned liberals are joining our movement.
Robert F. Kennedy Jr. and Tulsi Gabbard, both ex-Democrats, are on board with the Trump campaign. But recent polling shows the battleground states have tightened with exactly 10 weeks to Election Day. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
Pro-Israel supporters are applauding a ruling by a federal court that UCLA cannot let pro-Palestinian protesters obstruct Jewish students' access to campus.
U.S. District Judge Mark Scarzai ruled in favor of 3 Jewish UCLA students who sued the school because of anti-Semitic harassment and exclusion during last year's protests. Naya Lacht of the Institute for Global Studies of Anti-Semitism and Policy.
We don't know how this is all going to play out once actually the university starts up again. I'm really hopeful that once the school year starts, we have become smarter and better prepared, but we just won't know.
She contends UCLA favors anti-Israel protesters because they fear backlash, donors, and lawsuits.
My prediction for this 24-25 academic year is when we're talking about anti-Semitism, the campus will have certainly anti-Semitism, but not at the levels we saw last year. And I think that the next battleground, if not already the battleground, is K-12.
I'm Bob Kellogg.
American Family News is available online at afn.net. And download the AFN mobile app for your Apple or Android device. I'm Rusty Pugh.